You know, the Butterfingers are just my first present for you, I said. I'm going to get you something else, something really nice.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but I'm gonna. Maybe I'll buy you a motorcycle.
If you get me a motorcycle, I'll buy you a car.
I'll buy you a tank.
Then I'll have to get you an F-16.
I'd rather have a stealth bomber.
How about a space shuttle?
The room was so full of smoke that we couldn't see the ceiling. It was like being under a low cloud. The tops of the flames disappeared into the gray murk. It was Andy who first noticed how hot the floor was getting.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I said.
I don't know.
Andy crawled to the door and hung his head out.
Hey, Ducky, I think we better get out of here.
Why? It's not that smoky.
Come here and look underneath us.
I crawled over next to him. The floor was getting really hot. And stuck my head out and looked at the underside of the treehouse and saw a sheet of flame. The underside of the floor was completely on fire.
Come on!
Andy was out the door, his feet on the top step. I started after him, then remembered I'd left my knife stuck in the wall.
Wait! My knife!
I crawled back inside, where the fire was suddenly roaring, and groped for my Swiss Army knife. I was blind from the smoke when I finally felt the smooth plastic handle hit my palm. I felt my way back to the door, choking and coughing, my palms blistering, and went out head first, forgetting that I was 30 feet up a tree. Andy caught me. I don't know how he did it or how that top step held under our combined weight, but somehow his arm was around me and I slammed into the trunk and the burning floor fell out of the treehouse and crashed, hissing into the snow. We climbed shakily down the steps and stood there watching as the rest of the treehouse went up in flames. I looked at Andy, who was standing on one leg holding his bare foot up out of the snow.
Well, I said, you were right.
My Butterfingers must be all melted, he said.
I'll get you another bag.
He looked down at his bare foot.
How am I going to walk out of here? I took off my stocking cap, and we used the string from his parka hood to tie it around his ankle. It wasn't the best boot, but it helped. By the time we got home, his toes and my ears were frostbit, and I had blisters all over my palms. But it wasn't so bad. The cottonwood itself didn't burn up. I still had my Swiss Army knife, and we didn't get into trouble. I washed my own smoky-smelling clothes and bandaged my own hands. I told my mother that I had fallen down and scraped my palms on the sidewalk. My mother is extremely intelligent. But for some reason, she believed me. I bought Andy another bag of Butterfingers, and I also bought him a pair of battery-powered electric socks. It's become a tradition with us. Every year, I buy him a brand new pair of electric socks. I don't want him to ever have cold feet again.